Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My title for today's message is Be Yoked with God. In Matthew 11, 28 through 30, we find these words, Come unto me, everyone who labors and is heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Satan, who is the enemy of our soul, has convinced mankind from the days when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden that his yoke is easy, that God's yoke is burdensome and heavy. It's just the opposite. The yoke of sin is so heavy, it crushes us. I, not being from the countryside, not having spent a great deal of time with oxen, am told that when a new young oxen is taken into the field, that ox is yoked with a heavy veteran of many, many days, many, many hours of pulling a plow or a wagon or whatever he's yoked to. And as he's yoked with that heavy fellow oxen, it looks as though it is unfair because he is so small and the more veteran oxen is so heavy and huge and muscular. But a closer look reveals that the young oxen is carrying no load. He is only walking alongside. The veteran ox is carrying all of the weight and all of the burden of the plow or the wagon or whatever he's hitched to. When God offers through Jesus a way that takes the load off of our shoulders and places it upon him, it is an offer that we either accept or reject. And as Satan whispers in our ears that we will be burdened and it will be heavy and it will be burdensome all of our life if we accept Christ. But only a very close glance at the reality of life reveals the heavy burden that is exerted upon those who live a life of sin. There is despair. There is addiction. There is destruction. There is pain. There is anguish. There is hopelessness. And into that terrible mixture of depression, there is a bright hope that is offered. Come unto me, anyone who labors, anyone who is heavy laden, anyone who's going through difficult times, and I will give you rest. Who's going to give us rest? The Lord Jesus Christ. And we receive that as a yoke that is placed upon our shoulders. It's a yoke of freedom. It's a yoke that says, no, I'm not going to be yoked to sin any longer. I'm going to be yoked to the Lord. I will live a life that is constantly asking, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to live? How do you want me to respond to this particular situation in my life? In meekness and lowliness of heart, we come to him, and in coming and leaving everything at the foot of the cross, we find rest for our souls, for we truly find that when we're yoked to God, his yoke is easy and his burden is light because he is carrying the load. Our part, our purpose, is to leave everything in his hands. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we can be yoked with you, that we can have someone who will carry our burden for us, someone who has been this way across the ages of time, someone who is greater than the enemy of our soul. And Lord, we want to be yoked with you. Day by day, hour by hour, moment by moment, Lord, as we look to you for the strength and guidance that you give, Lord, might we find true peace that passes all understanding. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.